I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 29th. It would cost the city of Quincy $21 million to purchase the former Eastern Nazarene College property. Mayor Thomas Koch says the former school has accepted the offer from the city to purchase the 27-acre parcel in Wollaston. The sale would include 14 buildings and 14 residential properties owned by the college. Koch now has to present the proposal to the city council, which could happen when he presents next year's proposed city budget. This coming Monday night, Koch says the city should buy the former college in order to control its future. Over 1,600 ideas were presented from residents during a recent community meeting and online survey. Suggestions for the property include creating senior and affordable housing, letting Quincy College use the gym and playing fields, making the tennis courts available to the public, creating a public garden, open space, and a community center, creating a performing arts center and a senior center. Koch says he wants to protect the area from dense housing development. Eastern Nazarene College closed last year after over 100 years in Quincy. The city of Quincy's debt and finances took center stage at this week's city council meeting. Councilors learned that the city has total outstanding debt of $1.8 billion. That's $200,000 more than was previously reported by the administration. Council President Ann Mahoney is very concerned that the city won't be able to keep up with its debt payments without raising taxes in the future. Mayor Thomas Koch has said the city is in good financial condition, although he is concerned about reduced funding from the state and federal governments. Koch says he will present a level-funded budget proposal to the city council on Monday night that will reflect contractual pay raises and increases in trash collection and energy usage. Dove domestic violence ended in Quincy is anticipating a $225,000 cut to their budget this year. The agency says they've been told by the state that cut is the result of a reduction in federal funds. Dove says their principal form of revenue comes from the Federal Victims of Crime Act that became law under President Reagan. The fund comes from fines to large corporations for white-collar crime and is earmarked for survivors of violence. The funds are then sent to states. And in Massachusetts, the funds are administered by the Massachusetts Office for Victim Assistance. That office says that funding has been reduced by 62% over the past several years. The state received $47 million in requests for funding, but was only given $25 million from the federal government, resulting in the reductions to social service agencies, including Dove. Dove says they will begin their new fiscal year with a $225,000 deficit. However, they will work to continue to provide services to the best of their ability. The state will be asking the legislature to provide $13.8 million to help cover some of the federal cuts. The Healy Driscoll administration announcing $1.9 million in grants that will help 229 local fire departments deliver life safety education to school-age children and to older adults. Those grants represent two long-standing fire safety programs coordinated by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, the Student Awareness of Fire Education, or SAFE program, sends firefighter educators into schools to deliver clear, consistent lessons to young people, while the Senior SAFE program is geared toward older adults and delivered through senior centers, councils on aging, and home visits. Now, the Quincy Fire Department will receive approximately $13,500 for both programs. The SAFE program was launched in the mid-90s after child fire fatalities climbed into the dozens each year. Since then, Massachusetts has experienced some of the lowest numbers on record, including two straight years with none at all. In 2014, the Senior SAFE program was developed to reach older adults, who now account for about half of each year's fire deaths in Massachusetts and across the nation. This year's awards exceed last year's by about $300,000. A Massachusetts woman appeared in court yesterday accused of faking her own cancer death in order to avoid having to face a judge for drunk driving and shoplifting charges. 44-year-old Shannon Wilson of Plymouth shook her head in Plymouth District Court as prosecutors laid out the indictments against her. Wilson's charged with one count each of furnishing false identifying information, obstruction of justice, forgery, uttering of a public record, and failing to appear after release on bail. Prosecutors say the woman orchestrated the scheme to evade cases from 2022 and 2023. The first came in 2022 when she was arrested on a charge of drunk driving. Prosecutors argue that she did the same thing during an arraignment for a shoplifting charge in Plymouth. Then, prosecutors say Wilson stopped appearing in court. Defense attorneys reported that Wilson was in hospice care as her condition deteriorated. Investigators looked at a grainy copy of a death certificate, the doctor whose signature was used, the hospice center listed, and the funeral home all had no record of Wilson's death. Prosecutors determined the document was a fake. In August of 23, the person who previously posted Wilson's $400 bail recovered the money after being informed she was dead. Several weeks later, prosecutors say Wilson showed up at that person's house and admitted she had faked her death. Wilson allegedly also duped her ex-fiance, who she lived with in a Plymouth home. Wilson's defense argued she was not the architect of the plan. Wilson pleaded not guilty. She's being held on $50,000 bail. Governor Healey announcing yesterday the expansion of an existing home buyer assistance program that will provide up to $25,000 at 0% interest with deferred payments for first-time home buyers. Mass Housing CEO Crystal Cornegay said she thinks the expansion will open up home ownership for about 1,000 more home buyers, doubling the about 1,000 that already benefit from the program every year. According to the administration, first-time home buyers who earn up to 135% of area median income and lock in their Mass Housing mortgage between April 27th and July 31st are eligible for up to $25,000 at 0% interest with deferred payment terms to help cover a down payment, closing costs, prepaid mortgage insurance, or reduce their interest rate. The area's median income ranges from $205,000 in eastern Massachusetts to $165,000 in Worcester County, $137,000 in the Berkshires, and $129,000 in Hampden County. Massachusetts is in a housing crisis, both in terms of affordability and stock. The governor said there must be at least 222,000 homes built by 2035 to meet the needs under a mid-range population growth scenario. The governor says that the state already has 100,000 homes in the pipeline. The Norfolk County Sheriff's Office is being awarded for its programs that provide health care and mental health services to inmates at the Norfolk County House of Corrections in Dedham. The National Commission on Correctional Health Care has reaccredited the Sheriff's Office for its patient care, health promotion, safety and disease prevention, personnel training, medical legal issues, and other areas. The office was found to be in 100% compliance after a three-day tour of the Dedham Jail last October. The team found the clinic to be well-equipped, staff is fully CPR trained, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Students from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools recently participated in the Massachusetts Music Educators Association Eastern District Festivals held at Lincoln-Sudbury Regional High School. Students participated in auditions and performances with other student musicians from across the state and the region. Several students also participated in the All-State Festival, representing the highest level of achievement in the state. The students rehearsed and performed under the guidance of guest conductors, culminating in high-level performances that showcased their musical growth and achievements. A check of business news this morning, and stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow sank 25 points. The Nasdaq dropped 223. And the S&P lost 35. Stocks were higher in Asia despite losses on Wall Street, while oil prices gained on uncertainties over when the war in Iran will end and after the United Arab Emirates said it would leave OPEC in a blow to the powerful oil cartel. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil is now at over $112 a barrel. In sports, Celtics lose to the Sixers, 113-97, pushing to a Game 6 in Philadelphia tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Celtics still lead the series 3-2. The Bruins managed to stay alive in their playoff series with a 2-1 overtime win over the Sabres last night. Their Game 6 will be Friday night at 7:30 in Boston, with the Sabres leading 3-2. Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays 3-0 last night. They'll wrap up that series in Toronto at 3:07 this afternoon. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service. Mainly cloudy, high of 58. For tonight, a shower late and a low of 45. Scattered showers tomorrow with a high 57. Friday, partly cloudy, high of 61. And Saturday, partly cloudy and high 61. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. Winds northeast at 10 knots and a high tide 10:48 a.m. Sunrise 5:41, sets at 7:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 29th.